I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. On the evening of May 10th, the Bishop Fire Department was dispatched to a fully involved structure fire in the 600 block of Winooba. Upon arrival, crews discovered two trailers fully engulfed in flames at the end of a long dirt driveway. First responding units achieved a quick knockdown, successfully preventing the fire from spreading to the surrounding vegetation and neighborhood. Bishop Fire would like to extend a sincere thank you to their mutual aid partners for their assistance on scene, which would be Bishop Tribal Police, Inyo County Sheriff's Department, Sierra Lifeline Ambulance, CAL FIRE. For the live feed information, head on over to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook. Inyo National Forest and its vegetation implementation partners, Caltrans, California Deer Association, National Forest Foundation, and White Bark Institute will ramp up operations for hand and mechanical thinning treatment starting mid-May. On approximately 2,400 acres in the Mammoth Lakes and June Lake areas, thinning is designed to reduce hazardous fuels and tree density and to improve wildfire resilience and forest health. As part of these planning projects, Eastern Sierra Climate and Community Resilience Project, Three Creeks Jeffrey Pine Forest Health and Restoration Project, Inyo Craters Area Bark Beetle Mortality Hazard Abatement Project, Reds Meadow Hazardous Fuels Reduction Project, and June Mountain Ski Area Vegetation Management Plan. Visitors should expect temporary forest closures around thinning operations for public safety. Visitors should also be advised that they may encounter log trucks on narrow forest roads and entering, exiting larger roads around town. Work is scheduled for 6 to 7 days each week. As we continue to increase the pace and scale of our vegetation treatments to protect our communities and forests, we want to recognize that this increase would not be attainable without partner and local community support, said Acting Forest Supervisor Nathan Sill. More can be found on our website about this at sierrawave.net. Well, Friday night market in downtown Bishops are back. Get ready for a night of food, music, and local shopping. Join us for the next Friday night market as they kick off the season. It's going to be May 15th this Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be on Academy Street in downtown Bishop. Performances by Harry Andreas Band. Bar is going to be hosted by Amigos Mexican Restaurant. And don't forget to grab their signature market margarita at the Amigos booth. Please use the designated market parking located behind Academy on Church Street. This is sponsored by the City of Bishop and CASA of the Eastern Sierra. Well, families and community members gathered Friday evening, May 8th, at Whiskey Creek for the first annual State Preschool Programs Art Show, celebrating the creativity and accomplishment of local preschool students. The event featured a red carpet runway along with an impressive art show displaying projects created throughout the year by students from the Inyo County Office of Education State Preschool Programs and Bishop Indian Head Start. Participating schools included WYSP, which stands for Wonder Year State Preschool, RVSP, Round Valley State Preschool, BSP, which is Bishop State Preschool, and LESP, Little Explorer State Preschool. And if you ask why I'm giving you the abbreviations, well, if you head on out to sierrawave.net and find the press release, you'll find some really cool pictures of these young preschoolers out there walking the red carpet, and each one is designated by their initials. Children attending the event received swag bags filled with cookies from Eric Schott's Bakery, Play-Doh, sunglasses, and coupons donated by local businesses. Organizers thank the many volunteers, families, and community supporters who helped make the evening a success. Well, Inyo Sheriff and Bishop Police Department would like everybody to know that from May 10th through May 16th, they recognize National Law Enforcement Week and take time to honor the deputies and law enforcement professionals who serve our communities every day. This week is not only about recognition, but about sincere gratitude for the commitment, sacrifice, and personal risk carried by those who wear the badge. Their service often extends beyond what is seen and is shared by the families who stand behind them. Please, our community, join both the Bishop PD and Inyo County Sheriff in recognizing and showing appreciation for those who dedicate themselves to serving and protecting others. Vitalient will be bringing a community blood drive. It's returning to the Eastern Sierra for 2 days this month, giving residents another opportunity to help save lives with a simple donation. The upcoming blood drive will take place May 20th and 21st in Mammoth Lakes, and organizers are encouraging community members to come out and donate. After strong community support during the previous drive, organizers say local promotion played an important role in encouraging donors to participate. Every donation collected helps hospitals maintain critical blood supplies for emergency care, surgeries, cancer treatments, and patients facing serious medical conditions. Blood donations are especially important heading into the busy summer months when trauma incidents and medical needs often increase while blood supplies can run low. A single donation can help multiple patients make direct impact for families and medical providers throughout the region. For more information, head on out to sierrawave.net to secure your space. Remember, for 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.